This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The HBO series Tremé started its fourth and final season this week. It's set, of course, in New Orleans in the months just after Hurricane Katrina. The show doesn't take viewers all the way up to present-day Tremé, which is one of New Orleans' most historic neighborhoods. And like many parts of that city, Tremé is changing. Improvements promised when the levees failed 8 years ago are being delivered, which has brought new businesses and new home buyers. But at the same time, the Crescent City is still high on the blight list with tens of thousands of vacant properties. So what does it feel like to have a boom in the midst of blight? From New Orleans, Eve Trow reports.
About a year ago, Greg Tyson and Shakti Belway bought this 1800 stubble in the Tremé neighborhood.
I'm tall. I love the high ceilings and the fireplace in every room and beautiful pocket doors.
Beauty, yes, but it needed work.
The floors had been eaten away by termites and, you know, were under layers and layers of linoleum.
But the couple, both with postgraduate degrees, knew they wanted to live here. It's so New Orleans, this historically African-American neighborhood just across Rampart Street from the French Quarter. Shakti, a California native, is 8 months pregnant. As she rides out a kick from the baby, I ask if this is where she sees the child growing up.
It is. We think about that every day.
One thing they worry about, more people like them moving in.
I recognize that on one hand, I am gentrification. But on the other hand, I am against gentrification because I don't want this neighborhood to lose its magic.
That magic comes from second lines, for one. The traditional Sunday street parades often wind through Tremé. At the parade's endpoint, Patricia McDonald sells gumbo.
It's got shrimps, hot sausage, smoked sausage, chicken necks, and chicken gizzards.
The 34-year Tremé resident had to move recently when the place she rented went up for sale. She felt lucky to find an apartment she could afford a few blocks away. She says many new owners convert historic doubles into single-family houses. That means fewer rental units. And the price tags send a message.
You trying to run us out of New Orleans. Out of here. You know, we can't afford $287,000.
She quotes the sale price of one nearby house. High dollar for what Tremé is used to, but cheap if you're coming from Los Angeles or New York. And increasingly, says real estate agent Eric Wilkinson, people are.
This is by far and away the most active the market's ever been in at least the last decade. The most amount of people moving to New Orleans, buying in New Orleans.
He says New Orleans has joined the it list with cities like San Francisco and Austin, but cheaper. And those with fresh eyes have an advantage over natives.
I mean, when you call a street Rampart, which literally means barrier, and people grow up thinking don't go across Rampart Street, whereas people from out of town, they don't have those preconceived notions. And it makes it easier for them to take the leap of faith.
Not to mention most newcomers have no personal memory of the floods after Hurricane Katrina, which, interestingly, is part of why they're coming, even if they don't know it. $100+ billion of federal aid rebuilt the flood protection system and roads. With those in place, big projects like hospitals broke ground. That spread investor confidence for things like restaurants and retail. Take the historic St. Rock Market on St. Rock Avenue in a neighborhood called St. Rock. It sat empty for decades.
A year ago, it was boarded up, covered in graffiti. The bones of the building were still there. You could tell that it used to be something amazing, but it wasn't very pleasant to look at.
Sarah Chase is a St. Rock resident and New Orleans editor of Curbed, a national real estate blog. She shows me how the market building stands up straight, pure white inside, after a $3.7 million renovation. But this special space is luring special tenants, like fancy cheese and meat sellers. Some locals are nervous.
They don't want a gourmet market moving into their neighborhood, or they don't want something that they can't afford. At the same time, we live in a food desert.
The chain supermarket down the street didn't reopen after Katrina. And so you can wind up with an uneven patchwork, a beautifully restored Victorian next door to a boarded up mess, a place to buy a free-range chicken, but no regular grocery. The business and residential boom is mostly unfolding on urban higher ground, areas that had blight before Katrina but did not flood badly. The more suburban, deluged fringes of New Orleans now lag behind. that's where the working poor get pushed as historic areas gentrify. Treme homeowner Shakti Belway holds out hope for middle ground.
The very things that make this city so special could be lost, but it doesn't need to happen that way.
With the right policies and programs, she says, New Orleans can help longtime residents stay in their homes. That way, the city's oldest, most storied neighborhoods will hold on not just to their beautiful buildings, but a more delicate, precious asset, their culture. In New Orleans, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.